local information first. This is your community connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And here we go. We made it right at 12:10 here on a Tuesday afternoon. Cows 100.9. I'm Corey Hargith here in studio with you for another edition of Your Community Connection, brought to you by Keene Bank. And we're going to have a little bit of fun here this afternoon. Okay, we have fun every single time. How about that? But Victoria Barkoviak, did I get that?
Yes, you did.
All right.
Fantastic.
She only had to say it to me once.
Yes.
That's impressive.
That is.
She's the executive director with Little Theater of Owatonna, of course. A huge piece to this community now for 60 years. That
60.
Is, you know, and it's kind of one of those hidden gems that maybe a lot of people aren't even aware of.
Yeah, well, let's make them aware of
exactly.
it. Exactly. I love that. Yes, we've been around since 1966. We started originally to kind of raise some funds for the Washington PTA. They found that it was something that the community was just like, yeah, we definitely need to do more theater, more productions, get more community members involved. And so those originating peoples got together and they figured out what Little Theater of Owatonna was going to look like and how we would work. Our first show was Three Men on a Horse, and gambling, betting kind of horse. We've been out at Merrill Hall, out in the West Hills next to the City Hall out there now. Since that time, so long ago when it was still part of the state school, we would put on productions out there.
So truly a part of history.
Truly. We're in a historic building, a historic space. So it's been a fantastic venue for us. We've been able to expand a little bit in what we do out there. When we initially started, we couldn't build our sets on site, so we had to make sure that someone had a fantastic garage somewhere to kind of help us build those pieces. We now have a wonderful shop downstairs in Merrill Hall. Storage downstairs, we've been expanding a little bit throughout the years. We have well over 4,000 costume pieces down there, props and all the good fun stuff that you need to put on that fantastic production. We are a nonprofit, so 501c3. We have a board of directors of 12. We like to have a student board member. So if any of students out there who are interested to see how a nonprofit theater board likes to work, contact me, please. We'd love to have you be a part of it.
Now, going to the actual building itself, Merrill Hall just got a little bit of a facelift, what, about a year and a half ago?
Yeah.
Did that include the theater itself?
A little bit, because the city did some upgrades with the HVAC. They added some sprinkler systems. So safety of the building, the health of the building helps out a lot. And then we also did a fantastic rigging upgrade. So we put in all new rigging system with the help of Winger Corporation, Owatonna Foundation, and many multiple donors throughout the community. So we thank them immensely for that. The safety of our rigging is no longer a concern. So we can fly set pieces in and out. We could do a lot of fun stuff with that as well. So upgrades and technology throughout the years has always been, you know, a forefront of what we're trying to do as well.
Yeah, for those, I've got a little bit of a background when it comes to theater, nothing overly big, but, you know, the more you can do, the more of a true theater experience that you can give your audience. And that's what you're out to do every single time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 6 to 8 weeks of rehearsal. We get community members in. They come in Monday through Thursday, learning their parts, learning their blocking. If it's music, we've got choreography and music rehearsals, and our musicians come in. Hundreds and hundreds of people come through to create one really fantastic production.
Yeah, it's a lot bigger of a production to put a production together than I think a lot of people probably consider.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's a lot of things that happen behind the scenes that just, you don't think, oh, let's just put on a play. No, there is hours and hours of construction that goes into sets, that goes into building props and costumes, as well as the rehearsals. And then on the other side of it, too, we have box office staff and ushers and all sorts of folks with all sorts of different talents come in and just make an amazing, amazing night of live theater.
So we talked about this being the 60th season for Little Theater of Owatonna, and you had your first show back in October. Unfortunately, I was not able to get there. I really wanted to be for 9 to 5. Just give us a little recap on how that one went over, I guess, with the community.
Oh, it was wonderful. It's Dolly Parton.
Of course.
Everybody,
you can't go wrong with Dolly.
I know, right? Right. They had a great time. Everybody was laughing and having a good time with that. It's based off of the movie, so if you've seen 9 to 5, it's similar. There are a few music numbers, of course, that are a little different because, you know, live theater is different than a movie. But they had a great time with that production, and a lot of laughter came out of that one, definitely.
And we have another show coming up here in just a few weeks. And you know what? I'm looking at the clock now.
Yes.
We'll talk about that
Perfect.
When we come back from our break. I don't want to get too far into this, otherwise
like
we won't have
point.
Any time on the backside. How about that?
So like
we'll continue our conversation with Little Theater of Owatonna, talk about their upcoming shows, tickets, all of that fun stuff when your community connection brought to you by Keene Bank continues right here on Kyle's 100.9.
The local conversation continues with Community Connection on Kyle's 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And let's continue our conversation with Victoria Barkowiak and Little Theater of Owatonna here on this Tuesday afternoon. I'm Corey Hargith here in studio with you. So, Victoria, before we went to break, we were just kind of getting into the shows for this 60th season of LTO. So we talked about 9 to 5 happened back in October.
Yep.
So now you kind of take that holiday season off and such like that, but you kind of at least for actually performances. I know there's a lot happening behind the scenes, of course.
Right.
But you do have your next show coming up here just a couple of weeks from now. It's hard to believe we're talking about middle of February being just a couple of weeks away. So tell us about The Lost Boy.
The Lost Boy. This one is it's based on the writer, James Barry, of Neverland and Peter and Tink and all those fantastic characters. It delves a little bit more into his background and his life and his relationship with his mother, and also being haunted by an accident of a sibling. So there's some definite tension and drama there. But then it's also a little lighthearted in that we get to visit some of these characters. So we do have Peter Pan and Tinkerbell, a part of this production. And with that rigging that I mentioned, we were able to have On the Fly Productions come in, set up some specific rigging for us, and we are going to make them, they're going to fly.
And they can go right on ahead as far as I'm concerned. I'll keep my feet planted on the ground. Thank you.
It has been so much fun to see the two actors who are portraying Peter and Tink get into those harnesses and get used to it. And those wonderful strong pullers on the other side, those lifters on the ropes, using those muscles to get those fantastic actors in the sky. I highly recommend getting your tickets for this. Now, tickets actually do go on sale online this weekend. So Saturday, 10 a.m. on our website, littletheaterofowatonna.org. Or you can also stop in at Triam Graphics, which is our remote box office. And those fantastic folk there will get you some really good seats for this production.
Yeah, this production opens on Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th. We don't believe in that wonderful superstition in the theater, do we?
No,
not at all.
The theater's not superstitious at all.
No, not at all. No, this is going to be a great night. Also, with Valentine's Day that weekend, it's a great opportunity to just, you know, take a wonderful person out for a date night.
Yeah. And so since we are already short on time.
Oh, we got to go a little faster here. So Sunshine Boys.
Yeah, we'll have that one coming up in April.
In April. We have auditions coming up for that one here soon. So watch our socials, watch our website. This is a great one by Neil Simon, a wonderful comedy, a vaudeville group trying to get them back together and the jinx that ensue with that. So April 24th is the night that one opens up.
And then the last one, I don't think anyone's ever heard of it, so I don't think we need to focus on it, do we?
Has anybody heard of The Wizard of Oz?
I don't know.
Maybe. I think so. So this wonderful Wizard of Oz production is coming up in June. And so June 18th is the opening of that one. Follow that yellow brick road. Have a great time with the witches and wizards and all good fun stuff for the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, and that one again coming up in June. So let's talk a little bit about tickets, membership, that sort of thing. Yeah, the whole membership drive for being a season member that ended already back in the fall for this year, but it's never too early to start thinking about next year.
Next year, absolutely. We always offer our season membership a little bit earlier in the year. We're going to try and get that out a little even earlier than we did last time, but it always runs in through the closing night of our first show, which is usually in October. So if you're thinking about it, I highly recommend it. Great way to get your fantastic seats early at a discounted rate, and their flex passes. So you can use them for any of the productions, any way that you want to, all for one, one for each one, however you would like to do it. We also have gift cards available, which are fantastic to give to people so that they can then become a member or use them for their tickets.
And so for those of us that maybe are not members, but we still want to check out maybe an individual show, what do tickets typically run, that sort of thing?
Sure. Adult prices are $25 and our student prices are $15. And online, usually 2 weeks before the show opens, fantastic folks at Tri-M Graphics can help you out. But we also have in-house box office the nights of the production. So you can get your tickets even the night of if you can't quite make up your mind.
The only downside on that was, you know, the seats might be a little bit more picked over.
Yeah. You got to get there a little early.
But either way, you talked about the website before. Let's talk about, you know, all of that stuff and remind all of our listeners where you guys are located in case they missed the top of the show.
Absolutely. We are out in Merrill Hall, which is 560 Dunnell Drive out in the West Hills. Our website is littletheaterofowatonna.org, and our remote box office is at Tri-M Graphics.
All right. And you have these very nice little pamphlets with the whole season in it. I know we've got some here at the station. If you need one, feel free. Stop on by. Pick one up. And because, of course, we love to support our local organizations, especially something that has been such a backbone to this community. So, Victoria, thank you very much for coming in to talk with us about Little Theater of Owatonna. I am going to try to get to at least one of these. I don't know which one it's going to be.
Oh, you know where we are.
Yeah, exactly. I know where to find you. I just got to fit it into the schedule somehow.
That's right. Come on out and see us.
But that is going to put a wraps on our community connection here already for the month of January. But we'll kick off the new month again. Our friends with the Owatonna Area Chamber of Commerce will be here next week. Molly Penny's actually going to be driving the bus, though, on that one because, you know, I'm going to be off elsewhere, much warmer climate than where we are right now. But anyway, we got to get moving here because your Midday Farm Review from the Linder Farm Network is on the way here at the bottom of the hour. This has been your Community Connection brought to you by Keene Bank.